Well, good morning. I'd like to call the Personnel Committee to order. And could you, Marcy, could you confirm we have a quorum?
Yes, good morning. On the roll for the Personnel Committee meeting of July 12th, 2018, Director Barrett, Director Canepa.
Here.
Director Joya, Director Groom, Director Haggerty, Board Chair Hudson, here. Director Niss, Director Mitchoff.
Here, she's here.
Director Wagenknecht, Committee Vice Chair Kim,
here.
Committee Chair Sparing.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to ask everyone to please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Public hearing procedures. Brian, do we need to disclose anything, you or Rex? Or
nope, I think we can just proceed. I don't think we have any comment cards, is that right?
Okay. The first order of business is the minutes of our May 7th meeting. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
Motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, no dissent. That motion passes unanimously. Next item on our agenda is the consideration of the reappointment of the incumbent to the Air District's Hearing Board. And this is to conduct interviews and consider recommending to Board of Directors approval. And we have Valerie Armento.
Yes, good morning. Hi, Valerie Armento.
So Valerie's here, and she's it's a reappointment. And so what I thought we'd do is sort of an informal discussion with Valerie, and so if anybody has any questions. Valerie, why don't you just give us some background, what you've been doing on the committee, and all
certainly
the great work you've done so far, and why we should reappoint you.
Okay, well, I was first appointed as an alternate in January of 2007. I was reappointed to two terms subsequent to that. I actually filled an unexpired term of my predecessor. 3 years ago, I was appointed to the principal attorney position, and also at that time became vice chair of the hearing board. I have been serving since May of 2017 as the chair of the hearing board due to the term limit expiration of my predecessor, Terry Trumbull, and lack of desire of other members of the hearing board to serve as the chair. So, during the time that I was an alternate, I did attend hearing board training, and I handled or was involved in about 20 items as an alternate as the chair. I tallied up yesterday that I've probably, since my appointment to the principal position, rather, I've handled probably about 30 different matters. I actually find the activity of the board to be very interesting. We've dealt with a variety of matters because the coverage is so far flung. We've dealt with items that go as far south as San Jose and as far north as Petaluma. Matters are as diverse as a truck refueling center and a creamery, as well as gas stations and other types of facilities. So it's got a lot of variety to it. You get to learn about a lot of different operations here in the Bay Area.
Oh, very good. So it is
I'd strongly suggest we reappoint her before
say,
she changes her mind.
Highly recommended, has done a great job, and so if there are any other questions, I would entertain a motion and so to reappoint.
Second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Is there a further discussion? Any public comments, anyone? Okay, so is there any dissent in that motion? Okay, hearing none. Valerie, thank you very much. And I appreciate you coming down. You know, one of the things that we were saying on these reappointments, we would like to see the face in a person. And it was very, I appreciate you coming down and just giving us some background. So you are now reappointed, so get to work.
Thank you very much.
And for those of us who come from the peninsula, thank you for your service in a variety of cities.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great resume with the cities. Okay, so we are we ready to move into our interviews on the next two? I think now we only have one that's here today. Is that correct?
That's correct. We originally had scheduled two interviews for you today. The second individual, Mr. Chu, is unable to make it today, and so you'll only be interviewing Catherine Fortney this morning.
So is Catherine here?
Catherine is here. We can bring her in.
Yes, if you could bring her. Do we normally have them just give us some opening comments?
Sure, we can ask them to give an opening comment if you'd like, and then jump right into the questions.
Okay.
Oh, okay, great.
So is Catherine here? Oh, Catherine.
Right over here, Catherine.
Over here, Catherine. Just, yeah, if you can, sit down over here.
We have that wired already.
Thank you.
Well, Catherine, thank you for being here. And what we'd like, if you could just give some opening comments as to your interests, and then we have a series of questions that different committee members will ask. So do you have any opening comments or?
Okay, yes, my name is Catherine Fortney. I'm a registered chemical engineer in the state of California and have been since 1980. For the past 27 years, I've worked for the Bay Area Air Quality Management District as a professional engineer in the engineering department in the toxic evaluation section. And mostly I have been doing I've been responsible for the permitting of the hospitals in the Bay Area over that period of time, but I've also been doing health risk assessments to determine whether or not facilities are in compliance with AB 2588. And I have done that since that was my first job when I started here, and I have done that until the day I retired 2 months ago. And it's a very interesting and very technically challenging process, and I've enjoyed it all of the way, and I hope to be able to offer my expertise in engineering for problems that come up with when facilities have disagree with what the district has proposed for meeting the terms of regulations and district procedures. So anyway, because of that, I thought that I could offer my expertise to the hearing board for what they want to do in terms of determining whether a variance is appropriate or a compliance agreement or abatement order, any of the things that are available for the district to help bring the facility into compliance.
Okay. So all right.
That's why I'm here.
Well, very good. I appreciate it. And you've answered probably parts of some of these questions that'll be asked. And we're going to start off with committee member Kanipa will start off with our questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Catherine, you've applied for the professional engineer category on the hearing board. Please summarize your education and work experience and explain how you would use your experience to assist the hearing board in reviewing and declining cases and deciding cases.
Okay. My background has been in chemical engineering. I got my initial degree was in chemistry from University of California at Berkeley, and I then did some graduate work at Columbia University in New York, and I got a master's degree there, but I came back and I got a second bachelor's degree in chemical engineering also from Berkeley. After that, I worked briefly for Bechtel here in San Francisco, who strongly encouraged me to get a professional engineering license at that time, which was in 1980. And then after that, I went to Alaska, where I worked for an oil company, ARCO, and they encouraged me to get a professional engineering certification also in Alaska, which I also did. Then I went to work for the Alaska State Division of Oil and Gas, which was basically in contract writing for doing oil exploration in the state. And then I went to the RAND Corporation down in Santa Monica for a few years in public policy analysis, and then came from there to the district in 1991. And I was at the district from 1991 until 2 months ago. I believe that the training that I have had and the experience I have had in doing permitting and working with the district regulations can help me assist the hearing board to determine whether or not the applicants are actually doing what they should be doing to come into compliance with regulations, and whether or not it is being documented enough so that we can determine, that the hearing board can determine that they are in compliance or will be in compliance.
Brad?
Good. I was going to ask about your experience with air quality matters, but I think you've started to talk about that mostly. And then the other question I was going to put into that was other boards and commissions that you've been on that would give you some experience in that type of format.
I have not really been on any boards and commissions since I have come back to California. When I was in Alaska, prior to 1987, I was on the board for determining whether or not the oil companies were actually meeting their regulatory requirements in that state. But since coming back to California, I have not. I've been working strictly as an engineer, doing engineering evaluations and engineering determinations. In terms of the management of the management experience for the Bay Area Air Quality District, I have I worked early in my career here in writing some regulations, and especially for ones that were for hospitals, and particularly ones for ethylene oxide sterilizers. And then also some other ones for some solvent usage. But as I said, most of my work has been in determining whether or not there's going to be any effect from emissions on surrounding sensitive populations through the AB 2588 program. Mm. So not so much in the management end of things. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Teresa?
Thank you. Could you tell us what interests you the most about the opportunity to serve on the Air District's Hearing Board?
I think it's a very a challenging position that would be interesting in terms of determining if a facility is coming here and is asking for a variance or for an abatement order or anything like that. They are obviously in a position where they are not able to meet the terms of the regulations at this point. And I think it's a challenge to be able to work with them to determine a way that they can come into compliance in a way that is timely and that is beneficial to all parties involved. And I think that's something that I find interesting, and I think it'd be all of the engineers here at the district do that to a certain extent, but this is, at this point, obviously they have failed at that, and it's an opportunity to go ahead and try and extend that even further, and that to me is interesting and would be a challenge.
Vice Chair Kim.
Catherine, is there anything in your personal or professional background that would conflict with serving on the hearing board? I mean, for example, do you have a client relationship with any facilities that are permitted by the district? Or do you have a relationship with an air quality advocacy organization that could potentially bring a case to the hearing board?
The best of my knowledge, I don't have anything that would conflict with that. I don't have any clients, and I am not a member or have any relationship with any advocacy boards.
Great, thank you.
Karen?
Thank you. My question had to do with your ability to attend board meetings, but I'm going to make an assumption, please correct me if I'm wrong, since you're retired, that you have the ample time to devote to this position.
That is correct.
All right, well then I'm going to ask sort of two related questions following on Vice Chair Kim. How I appreciate that you don't have any clients as a consultant, nor that you're on any advocacy groups, but having been an employee of the Air Board, how can we assure those coming before the board of your objectivity? Have you given that any consideration?
Well, there would be a perception that I might be willing to give the district the benefit of the doubt if there is a question, but I think the facts of the regulations are pretty straightforward, and it could be a question of an interpretation of them, and in that case I think I'm willing to look at all sides of it, which the engineers and the personnel of the district also do. But you know, I don't think that there would be a problem in that, other than possibly some would have a perception, but then I think that would also be possible from somebody that was coming from an advocacy group also. So, I mean, I think this is a question of balance on this. And
well, and to follow up on that, I'm assuming when you were an employee, you perhaps attended some hearings where you were the staff person who had reached the conclusion or decision that was then being appealed.
Early in my career at the district, I did that. It was mostly for interim variations where there was an emergency. Emergency variations where there was a case of basically a breakdown. And at that time, it was a question of trying to do everything we could to allow the facility to continue operating while they were bringing it into compliance with district regulations. And I think that's the correct way to do it. I was not really involved with any long-term variance procedures.
And you mentioned that earlier, and I was impressed when you said you want to try and reach resolution. And so
right.
It's sort of a plus and a minus. Those of us on our way in this morning, if we were listening to what's happening in Washington this morning, where they're interviewing somebody about this very little bit different, but the ability of your own personal perspective versus the objectivity needed in this kind of role, and I'm satisfied that you would be objective. Thank you.
I think that's in the best interest for both the facilities and the district, is trying to come to some type of an agreement where everybody can, so they can keep working if possible, and yet we can assure the district that the district regulations are being met, district and state regulations are being met. So I think it's in everybody's advantage.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that question being asked. And, I was thinking about that as I was going through the material. But I really felt that with your diverse background and experience, I really felt that you had a good sense of balance. And so that was an issue that I wasn't too concerned about. But I appreciate that being raised, and for clarification. Are there committee members, any other questions you would like to ask or get clarification? Well, do you have anything that you would like to, other information you'd like to share with us before we conclude the interview, or any final comments?
The only thing I didn't mention, and I don't know how much this would be of value to the hearing board, but I was trained by the State Air Resources Board as for doing greenhouse gas evaluations, and I don't, and I'm not sure whether or not this comes up and whether this is a criterion that would be of value to the board, but I do have that training and that certification if it became of issue.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you, Catherine. Thank you very much for being here, and we'll give it consideration this morning.
Great. Thank you very
much. Thank you. The Rex, on the Tom Chu, is this something that the staff want to reschedule that, or is it something, do we know why he wasn't able to attend today? Was it just not a priority for him, or was it a conflict? What was the problem?
Well, Mr. Chu originally was traveling out of the state and had requested a phone interview this morning.
Yeah, which I agreed to.
Which we had granted to him. And a few days ago called and said that he was unable because he was going to be physically traveling during this period of time and would not be able to make the interview. At that point, we did not indicate that we would reschedule it, but we said that we would meet with the board, have the interviews, and if we needed to reschedule, we would contact him back. So it's a possibility, if the board so desires, to hold another personnel committee meeting. We can do so and bring back that candidate and potentially others if you'd like.
And how many vacancies do we have?
We have one vacancy.
It's the one.
And it's an alternate engineer, professional engineer vacancy. That was left vacant when the principal engineer was removed from the alternate to the principal category last year in December.
Okay. Bring it back to the committee on...
I'm happy with Catherine. I think she sounded good and would be an asset to our committee.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually, not to quote Woody Allen, but, 80% of success is showing up. And, someone who is as obviously qualified as this woman, I really feel that... I'm comfortable going forward with this.
If you just look on paper, the other person has a background in inspections and being a plan check engineer, which is fine. She has experience in toxics, which is, for many of us, a priority. And so I think on paper, she's really good. The other thing I looked at, when you have a former district employee, and Karen asked the proper right question, I looked at her references, and obviously Dr. Catino and others wouldn't vouch for her unless they thought she was great. So,
well, with those comments, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll move the appointment of Catherine
Fortney.
Thank you to the alternate engineer position.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Is there any dissent? So that motion passes unanimously. So do we have any other vacancies now that we filled that position? Okay, so there's no need for any further interviews or committee meetings or anything else. Now, what are you going to do to occupy the next half hour? I hope staff had a plan.
We do. We have a bit of a song and dance. If you,
at 10 o'clock?
If you bear with
Rex
us.
Rex had tap lessons as a kid. I've
been working on my...
At, committee member comments, is there any... committee members have any additional comments? Is there any public comments? Do you have any public speaker cards? Okay, with the chairman has been very efficient this morning.
Yes, he has.
setting an example for the chair of the Air District.
Move it along.
Thank all of you for attending, and it's good that we get this vacancy filled. And so with that, our next meeting will be at the call of the chair, and if there's no further business, we're adjourned.
Thank you, Chair Sparing.
I think you're doing a good job.